So, I finally have some time just on my own. Enough to relax and have my own space. But I have had one of those weeks. One of those weeks where everything is just a little bit too much. It's been under my skin, on my skin, in my head. And it gets the wheels turning. All those filthy things that fill every quiet moment. In between all those things that shout for attention, require dealing with when it all comes down and things slow finally. It's the things that my mind keeps going back to. For some reason, it's all about what I want to be this week. All about how I want to feel. And you know, that's unusual. Ordinarily, I'd be all about how you want to feel. The thing is, I am many things. I am powerful. I am educated. I am a good girl. Or I try to be. And I am a complete slut. Just how much of a slut? This week? I keep running into this fantasy where there are hands everywhere. Some of them gentle, some not so much. And I don't care who they belong to. I just need to feel it. But I can tell which ones are yours. just that little bit firmer under my chin. Around my throat. See, I need to be used. I know how much of a slut I am, and you know it too. And I think, oh, you would have no problem. Allowing whoever wanted to use me. I need to feel I need to feel full. I want you in my mouth. Or someone else presses fingers into me. And then when I can barely hold myself together. You know how easily I spend time on my knees for you. I want you to use my mouth. For as long as you want. I want to feel how hard you are against my tongue. I don't care what anyone else is doing to the rest of my body. I want to feel your hands in my hair. Showing me with your grip when I'm doing it right. I want you to smile as I moan around your cock. When you see just how much of a slut for you I am. How wet it makes me to have you use me. And when you're done, for now, I want you to watch as others take your place. I want to make you proud of your little slut as she uses her tongue to please others as they take what they want from me. As they come on me, wherever they want. That one pretty little girl, I want you to nod beckon me towards her as I bow my head and use my tongue to please her. Oh. I want to feel her throb against me. Arch her back as I press my fingers into her. Taste her until she writhes underneath me. Squealing as I make her come, and then offer my lips to you so that you can taste her on my mouth. Maybe two guys could take me together. Knowing what an obedient little slut I am, and as you watch, oh, one of them grips my hips almost too hard, but I'm already wet, and it doesn't take much. And I gasp as he enters me. But the other, his friend, takes the opportunity as I open my mouth and fills me with his cock. And now I'm caught between them. And I can see you smirk, knowing that your little slut has got them this worked up. They have no obligation to be gentle, and I fucking love it. I jump as one of them smacks me, but it just spurs me on to greater effort. Besides, I've had worse from you. The guy I'm sucking grips my jaw as he gets closer. And it's a struggle to take him all the way in. But I need it. I need to taste him. What he pulls out as he comes. He comes on my face. He uses his fingers to wipe up the mess he's made, pushes them into my mouth so that I can taste them. Oh, I need it. And I thank him politely, then grin at you. The guy behind me is getting a little wild, slamming into me now. And I can only grunt in response. He slides his hand into my hair and pushes my face down. Oh god, and I need it. feel him reach as deep as you can. Oh. Oh. He can see it. He tells me what a filthy fucking slut I am. And I can only agree. I need to feel him come. I do everything I can to encourage him. Twist my body and push back. So I'm as tight as I can be for him. I don't fucking care who he is. I just need to be filled with his cum. Until finally. And I'm sure he's leaving bruises on my hips. He presses his hips against me, and I can feel him twitch as he fills me up. And I can tell you're gonna make me do it. Obediently, because I know what you want. He leaves, and I dip my fingers to my slutty little cunt. Run my fingers over the mess he's left there, and put my hand to my mouth to clean them off. But I'm greedy for you now. I need to feel you. Need your hands on me. I shiver as you slide the leather around my throat and let the clip of the leash delay just a second. And then I tell you how much I need it. How much I need to feel you inside me. As you run your hands across my back. And a little tug of the leash to let me know just what you intend. You say 5. It's not many. Just to remind me who I belong to. And I nod. One. Two. Three. Four. You wait on the last one, because you always do, and I can't help but arch my back a little, trying to encourage you, because I need to feel it. Ah! Oh, 5. Ah! Oh. I'm a little desperate now. And I know I'm shaking. And you aren't gentle with that first thrust. It's the pace you maintain. Relentless. And I'm panting with it. I can hear myself begging. Please. Please. Oh, please. I need to feel you come. Oh. Oh. But it's overwhelming. The way that... every time you tug back on the leash, I lose my breath a little. And I fucking need it. Oh. Please. Please come. Oh, I need to feel you. And I know I'm getting desperate. Please. Oh. Oh. Please. Use your little slut. Oh. Please. Fuck. Fuck me. Yeah. I can tell what it is that you want. And you bend down and twist one nipple sharply. And it's an overload. I press. Push forward and tug against the collar myself. And you tell me, come for me. Oh. Resist. Oh, fuck. Yeah. And the feeling of me pulsing around you is enough. I cry out as you come, ignoring your painful grip on my hip. And I moan as I feel you twitch, and the warmth of your cum filling. I slide to the floor, and you unclip the leash, but leave the collar where it is. No, my slut, you say. We're not done with you yet.